mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today, we're going to look at mindfully approaching social change. In a talk with Tara Brock, Michelle Maldonado, a teacher of mindful leadership, was explaining how she engages with social change and said that she doesn't focus on what she's trying to get rid of or stop. She focuses on what she wants to create or see as an outcome. For example, instead of rallying against discrimination, she advocates for inclusion. Or instead of protesting against war, she promotes peace. She says that you want to focus on, speak about, demonstrate, and live the desired outcome rather than fighting and highlighting what you want to eliminate. We can use this advice in all areas of our lives, whether it be behavior we'd like to change in a loved one, or big changes we'd like to see in society. Instead of always pointing out and nagging on what we don't want to see, we can encourage and partake in the behavior we do want to see. The more we live it ourselves, the more it spreads out into the world around us. We can practice this together now, as you find a calm and quiet space. And close your eyes if you are able. Place all of your attention on your breath as you allow it to naturally and gently lengthen and deepen. You can follow the breath back into the body, reconnecting with your internal state, and use the calming of the breath to settle the body and the mind and the spirit. And in this calmness and stillness, notice if there's something in your life that you've been fighting to change, whether it be in someone in your family, a friend or a loved one, whether it be in your community or in society at large. What is something that you really want to see changed or different? And notice how you've been engaging with this desire to change. Have you been pushing and fighting, constantly pointing out what's wrong, maybe nagging, pointing fingers, or blaming? And notice, what has this created within yourself and the people around you? What kind of behavioral change has it evoked in the people you're trying to alter? Has it led to your desired outcome? And has it made you feel good about yourself and who you're being in the world? And now, come back to the change you're wanting to see. Why do you really want to experience that change? What is it that you want to feel on the other side? Is it that you want to feel safer, more inclusion, more peace, maybe more connection? What is the positive outcome that you're looking for? And now turn your focus away from the negative behavior that you're trying to eliminate or get rid of. And turn your focus towards this positive outcome, the energies you do want to feel, the behavior you do want to see, and place all of your focus there. Start living it yourself. Start sharing it with others. And instead of pointing out the negative in other people, start highlighting the positive. Point out when you see this positive behavior happening. Compliment when it's present. Engage in the peace. If you want to create connection, then go and reach out yourself and focus all of your energy on the positivity that you want to see in yourself and the world around you. And notice how when you're placing your attention here, creating this positive energy, that you are better able to show up as the best version of yourself. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KVNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kvnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.